From ABC News, this is live coverage of the Democratic National Convention. From Philadelphia, here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The roll call of states nears an end. Democrats are producing the first female nominee for president, Hillary Clinton. Her name and the name Bernie Sanders were each placed in nomination before roaring delegates here in Philadelphia. And by an ABC News analysis of the roll call so far, Clinton is nearing the number of delegates she needs to become the nominee. In a symbolic gesture, the delegation from Bernie Sanders' home state, Vermont, is expected to move to make things unanimous by acclamation when we get to that point. Down near the Vermont delegation now, ABC's Brad Milkey. Brad.
And Aaron, the Vermont delegation is on lockdown right now, not because of the significance of the delegates. They probably won't decide anything by themselves, but by the presence of Bernie Sanders. He's been in the arena, and it's expected that the Vermont delegation will skip its place in the roll call. Instead, at the end, they'll ask to do an acclamation vote, which would install Hillary Clinton as the nominee, an act of bipartisanship, and guess who might make the announcement? None other than Bernie Sanders himself. A lot of his security detail standing nearby.
ABC's Brad Milkey on the convention floor near the Vermont delegation, packed, awaiting the arrival of Bernie Sanders. Across the floor in the Florida delegation is ABC's Ann Compton. Ann.
Sandra Herring, can Samantha Herring tell me what you have on this sign here in the Florida delegation?
Absolutely. My sign that I'm holding has the words I and a big heart, love, Bernie. That's why I will fight for her.
So you have made the journey politically to support Hillary Clinton as she's just about to get the needed votes to clinch the nomination.
Well, yes, ma'am. I believe in the issues that are being put forward in the Democratic Party, and as a Bernie Sanders delegate to the National Convention, I realized after Senator Sanders spoke with us, and I saw him today at lunch, of course, and just felt really strongly about standing up and taking leadership on this to support, you know, moving forward, because the progress that we're making in this country is really enormous, and we want to keep building on that.
How is his mood today when you saw him?
I think his mood was very uplifting, and he was very hopeful. He seemed very encouraged by the work that we had done and the work ahead of us.
And Kara Willick, do you believe that the Bernie Sanders campaign has now had enough impact on not only the Democratic Party, but on the Clinton candidacy?
Oh, well, I certainly don't think that our job is done. But I think that if anyone had asked a year ago and change, if this would be the result of Bernie Sanders entering the race, I mean, this is just beyond our wildest dreams of bringing our party to the left, where we progressives live and have been marginalized for some time. The fact that he has brought so many young people into the party, he has brought so much vigor and energy and passion, and he has drawn such a distinction between us and our inclusiveness in our party, and the fact that we are a country who loves everyone, regardless of their race, color, creed, LGBT or not, immigration status, and that everyone should have a life of dignity and respect, and that's what our party stands for.
These are two Florida delegates dressed in red, white, and blue, and bringing the signs that they had printed just today. Aaron?
ABC's Ann Compton found converts on the floor of the convention as Hillary Clinton nears the magic number, as every state now gets to showcase a touch of unity and some regional flair, including Pennsylvania casting 208 votes in the roll call of states.
Madam Secretary, I am Tom Wolf, Governor of this Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And on behalf of all Pennsylvanians, welcome to our Commonwealth. Along with Senator Casey, I am honored to announce that Pennsylvania awards 82 votes to Bernie Sanders, whose fight for inclusion, justice, and fairness has invigorated our party. And I am honored to announce that Pennsylvania awards 126 votes to the next President of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
Pennsylvania casts its 208 votes. This crowd is getting louder and louder. The first organic chance came from New York, her home state, as the roll call moves now to Puerto Rico with 67 votes. ABC's Brad Milkey is down in the crowd near the Vermont delegation. Brad.
That's right, Aaron. And the act by this Vermont delegation actually came as a surprise to some of the Vermont delegates themselves. Keep in mind, the state of Vermont went overwhelmingly to its home Senator Bernie Sanders. Every single pledged delegate there is a Bernie Sanders supporter. So when they were told, hold this sign and cheer for Hillary when we end up doing this vote of acclamation near the end of the day, a lot of them were surprised, some of them even upset. A lot of people among the Bernie Sanders supporters feel like they have not been listened to by the party, necessarily by Hillary Clinton supporters. Some of them feel disparaged over the course of this convention, but like it or not, Hillary Clinton is on track to become the nominee, and that will happen just a couple short states from now, Aaron.
ABC's Brad Milkey on the floor of the convention. Hillary Clinton nearly has the number of delegates that she needs, according to an ABC News analysis of the roll call so far, to become the nominee of the Democratic Party in 2016 to challenge Donald Trump, who claimed the nomination of the Republican Party last week in Cleveland. The delegates are preparing for the moment. Some converts, as ABC's Ann Compton found, others still not sure, as ABC's Brad Milkey has found, but by far the Bernie delegates seem to be on their best behavior. The secretary of the convention is Rawlings Blake, the mayor of Baltimore.
Rhode Island, you
calling
have
for Rhode Island now to cast its votes. 33 of them.
My name is Nicholas Mattiello, Speaker of the House of the great Democratic state of Rhode Island. Proud home of the great Senators Jack Reed, Sheldon, and Sheldon Whitehouse, and Congressman David Cicilline and James Langevin. Home.
State of Rhode Island casting its votes. Let's get down to the floor of the convention as the moment nears. ABC's Ann Compton. Ann.
Well, South Carolina is poised for what it knows may be a dramatic moment, and they look very excited about it. They are holding up signs for both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. But this kind of political drum, a little bit of artifice, a little bit of tactics, helps to make the party remember that it's got the power from the people who go to the polls, vote for these delegates, bring them here to Philadelphia, that they are the ones reflecting the will of the people back home to give the nomination to Hillary Clinton and to thank Bernie Sanders for what he's injected into this race. Aaron?
ABC's Ann Compton on the floor of the convention. We should point out there's no count visible anywhere here in the hall. So when Hillary Clinton wins enough delegates to claim the nomination, those on the floor may not know unless they happen to be listening to us, but she's just a few delegates away. At some point, the roll call is expected to take a shortcut to the state of Vermont, and Vermont may move to nominate Hillary Clinton by acclamation. ABC's Brad Milkey on the convention floor. Brad.
And Aaron, I am with the delegates of South Dakota, which are actually hoping that they become the delegates to put her over the top. Right next to me, though, the state of Oregon, which went overwhelmingly for Bernie Sanders, they're still waving banners that say we are the 99%, and getting very excited for Bernie Sanders. There, of course, are Hillary Clinton supporters intermingled. Remember, all these states in the Democratic Party vote proportionally. That means you do not have the all-or-nothing approach that some Republican states. That means there's a little bit of disagreement in every single delegation on the floor, Aaron.
ABC's Brad Milkey on the floor of the 2016 Democratic National Convention, nearing the moment when Hillary Clinton can claim the nomination of her party. This was a moment she had hoped for 8 years ago. But it's within her grasp now as the roll call of states nears its end. South Carolina casting 59 votes now.
Home of Coastal Carolina, the National College World Series champion. We South Carolinians have lived by our state motto, while I breathe, I hope. And in that hopeful spirit, and because our Democratic primaries break glass ceilings, South Carolina is proud to cast 13 votes for Bernie Sanders and 46 votes for the next president of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
South Carolina, you have cast 46 votes.
46 votes for Secretary Clinton and 13 votes for Senator Sanders.
Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, the mayor of Baltimore, the convention secretary.
South Dakota, you have 25 votes. How do you cast your vote?
Hello, family and friends. I extend my hand to you from my heart with good feelings in our beautiful Lakota language.
From the great state of South Dakota, land of Mount Rushmore, land that brought us George McGovern, who in 1972, the first convention that practiced affirmative action and changed the face of the Democratic Party delegates forever. Half were women and all minorities were represented. We proudly cast our 25 votes, 10 for the Senator Bernie Sanders, who inspired us all, and 15 for the 45th President of the United States, and the first one who will be called Madam President, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
South Dakota casts its votes.
15 votes for Secretary Clinton and 10 votes for Senator Sanders.
And based on an analysis from ABC News, it appears Hillary Clinton has done it. She has won enough delegates to become the nominee of the Democratic Party in 2016.
Madam Secretary, the great state of Tennessee, also known as the Perfect 36, the state that ratified the 19th Amendment to give women the right to vote.
The roll call of states continues, but based on an ABC News analysis of the votes cast by delegates on the floor of this convention here in Philadelphia, Hillary Clinton has claimed enough delegates to win the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. She surpassed the 2,382 delegate votes needed for a majority when South Dakota casts its ballots. Down in the South Dakota delegation is ABC's Brad Milkey. Brad.
And Aaron, you might not have noticed it when South Dakota came and went, other states voting now, but South Dakota were the delegates that put Hillary Clinton over the top to become the first woman nominee of a major party in American history. And who would have thought it would be South Dakota? I'm here with Joe Lowe, the vice chair of the state party. When you woke up, Joe, did you know that you'd be making history today?
I didn't know we'd be making history, but I am very happy about this. This Secretary Clinton is the most qualified candidate we've ever seen to run for president of the United States. And I am glad she's going to represent us in the White House, because the soul of America is at stake in this election, because we do not want Donald Trump, who's so full of hate and fear.
You told me that your delegation is split almost evenly between Bernie Sanders supporters and Hillary Clinton supporters. What does it feel like right now, knowing that there's been such discord in the party? Does this feel like a moment of unity to you?
You know, it is about unity, because there's so much at stake. But like I say, soul of America is at stake. And I think I know we'll come together as Democrats. I know we will come together. And Bernie did some great things for this party. He brought a very progressive platform for us forward. And also, in addition to the very progressive platform, he pushed Hillary to a little bit to be at the top of her game. So I'm happy as can be tonight.
And Aaron, I'm here with Senator Tom Daschle from South Dakota. Senator, first woman presidential nominee in American history in a major party. What is this like for your state, for you today?
Well, it's really remarkable. It's something that's something we'll remember the rest of our lives. This is really history in the making. This is as good as it gets politically. This is a celebration of our diversity and the opportunity and the breaking of one of the biggest glass ceilings in all of the country.
It's a small state, Aaron, but it's a big sense of pride right here.
ABC's Brad Milkey in the South Dakota delegation. South Dakota put Hillary Clinton over the top. There is no count visible here in the hall, so many of the delegates on the floor may not know that Hillary Clinton has won the delegates that she needs to claim the nomination of the Democratic Party in 2016. Vermont is expected to make this official any moment now as the roll call of states nears its end. Utah has just cast its 37 delegates.
Thank you very much, Utah. You have cast 8 votes for Secretary Clinton and 29 votes for Senator Sanders. Vermont.
Now Vermont.
How do you cast your 26 votes?
Vermont passes.
Vermont passes for now.
You have 12.
In order to make it official later on, the delegates in the room get a sense of what's happening. Let's get down to the floor. ABC's Ann Compton in the home state delegation of Hillary Clinton, New York. Ann.
In New York, Michael Blake, you are here on the floor. You know, although it doesn't show it anywhere here in the hall, that Hillary Clinton now has enough support. She is guaranteed the nomination. What does it mean to New York?
It's absolutely historic. And put in perspective, someone who was an incredible senator for us, someone that we've known for a very long time, it's emotional, you know, honestly. You know, for someone like me in the Bronx, where we have the Eagle Academy, where, you know, young black and Latino young men were able to go to school, because when she was senator, she helped us start the school, and now it has the top graduation rate for any school for black and Latino men in the city. It's a remarkable day for New York.
And to have the first woman ever to get a party nomination.
It really makes you sink in and realize the beauty of progress. That we can go from the first African American president to now the first female president. She's exceptional. And for all of us in New York, you can tell how excited we are. This is a moment for all of us.
The Republican nominee is also from New York. Any chance Donald Trump could win New York?
Absolutely not. The numbers are clear and the energy is clear. Secretary Clinton is going to win New York overwhelmingly.
Michael Blake, a member of the New York legislature. And right now, Aaron, they are passing out the Hillary signs. It is the sign of an H that you've seen with her name and the blue arrow running through it. And these are in rainbow colors. Delegates grabbing them and getting ready to hold them. Michael Blake's got his already over his head. Aaron?
The signs will wave any moment now for Hillary Clinton, who has captured enough of the delegates to become the nominee of the Democratic Party in 2016 here in Philadelphia. Hillary Clinton is not in this hall. We're told she's watching all of this from her home in Chappaqua, New York. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, will speak to this convention in prime time later on, a convention that has thrust forward Hillary Clinton as the first female nominee for President of the United States. The roll call of states continues. In keeping with the plan, Vermont has passed, and in a symbolic gesture will go last in order to put forth the name of Hillary Clinton, vote to nominate her by acclamation. Down to the convention floor, ABC's Brad Milkey is there. Brad.
Aaron, Bernie Sanders and his wife Jane Sanders just arrived and are walking down the stairs to the Vermont delegation right now. He's shaking hands. He's hugging. He will be here for these W states, these final states of Washington and Wyoming that voted so heavily in his favor. He'll get to hear them, and then we assume he will approach the microphone and ask for a vote of acclamation to install Hillary Clinton officially as the first female nominee in American history.
ABC's Brad Milkey on the floor of the convention. Bernie Sanders has taken his seat behind the microphone in the Vermont delegation. He's right behind the pole with the sign that says Vermont, seated next to his wife Jane, who's been by his side this entire time. He's seated among friends in the Vermont delegation. There are still a couple of states to go. They're in the W's, but the roll call of states has done its job. It has nominated Hillary Rodham Clinton, the first female nominee for president here in Philadelphia. Back down to the convention floor with ABC's Ann Compton. Ann.
The gridlock has seized this floor because it's clear the delegates realize that this moment has been years and years coming. 8 years ago, many who were delegates had thought it was going to be Hillary Clinton's year. It was Barack Obama's. So many who have had years with the party feel that this is finally what they've been striving for, and it's women delegates more than anything else who feel a wonderful sense of history that they, the Democratic Party, has just had an African-American candidate in 2008 and 2012, and now the Democrats first to nominate a woman. Aaron?
First reaction from Hillary Clinton has come via Twitter. One word: history. Hillary Clinton takes her place in history. It was the small delegation from South Dakota that ended up putting her over the top in the state-by-state roll call. Delegates didn't exactly know because there's no tally visible in the arena, but clearly the delegates know what's up now because they are passing out the signs that have Hillary Clinton's H logo with the arrow through it. The delegates are on their feet here in Philadelphia, waiting for the delegation from Vermont, led by Bernie Sanders, in a symbolic gesture to make it official. West Virginia finishing casting its 37 votes. All states heard, all states counted, as arranged by the Clinton and Sanders campaigns for this roll call. Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, the Secretary of the Convention. Calls on Wisconsin now.
How do you cast your votes?
The roll call nears its end.
Madam Secretary, I am Senator Tammy Baldwin from the great state of Wisconsin. And I am so proud to represent the Badger State and our 11 sovereign tribes here tonight. Wisconsin is a state where workers still make things, from ships, tools, and paper, to cheese, brats, and beer. We are home to the Bucks, the Brewers, and America's team, the Green Bay Packers. And we are home to future Senator Russ Feingold.
All states pointing out their
tonight,
moments of pride.
We cast.
Casting their votes.
49 votes.
Here's Wisconsin.
For Senator Bernie Sanders. And we cast 47 votes for the next president of the United States, Secretary Hillary Clinton.
Thank you very much, Wisconsin. You cast.
There's Wisconsin
votes
as the roll Secretary call Clinton of states nears its end, but it has already done its job.
Wyoming.
Hillary Clinton has won enough delegates she needs to become the Democratic Party's nominee for president in 2016.
Madam Secretary,
it's going to become official, we expect, by acclamation, as called for by the delegation of Vermont, led by Bernie Sanders, a symbolic gesture meant to express unity of a Democratic Party that started its convention on a rather raucous note. But now delegates have come to their feet here in this arena.
To elect a woman governor.
The cheers for Hillary Clinton have been overwhelming. And Wyoming, the last state now to cast its votes before Vermont, which had passed earlier.
The first woman president of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
There's Wyoming.
Thank you very much, Wyoming.
And the Secretary of the Convention.
You have 11 votes for Secretary
Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, the mayor of Baltimore, tallying up the votes, and will return the roll call to Vermont.
And now to Vermont. How do you cast your 26 votes?
I'm Dottie Deans, chair of the Vermont Democratic Party. On behalf of the great state of Vermont, a state that helped fight and win the revolution that gave birth to our United States of America, the state that helped fight and win the political revolution of 2016, thanks to our Senator Bernie Sanders. A state whose leaders denounced the demagoguery of Joseph McCarthy, and today whose leaders like Madeline Cunin, Howard Dean, Peter Welch, and our own Senator Leahy speak out against the modern-day McCarthy, Donald Trump. On behalf of the home state of Senator Bernie Sanders, who has changed the trajectory of this country in a way that will make the lives of working Americans better for generations to come. Sanders, and four for the next president, Hillary Clinton. It is now my honor to present our Senator Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders introduced at the end of the roll call that put his rival Hillary Clinton over the top, making her the nominee of the party. They're chanting his name. Here's Bernie Sanders. Now waving to the crowd, standing with the delegation from Vermont.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I move that the convention suspend the procedural rules. I move that all votes cast by delegates be reflected in the official record. And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
Bernie Sanders has done it. A kiss for his wife, recommending Hillary Clinton be selected as the party's nominee for president. And the delegates here in Philadelphia erupt in cheers and wave signs with Hillary Clinton's logo. A glass ceiling has shattered in America. Hillary Clinton has become the Democratic nominee for president. It was a moment denied to Clinton 8 years ago, but she's now taking the reins of a Democratic Party in an attempt to secure a third consecutive term in the White House. The delegates are on their feet after Bernie Sanders did it the way Hillary Clinton did it for Barack Obama 8 years ago.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Sanders. Senator Sanders has moved in the spirit of unity to suspend the rules. To suspend the rules and nominate Hillary Clinton by acclamation as the presidential candidate of the Democratic Party. Is there a second? All in favor of the motion, say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it.
By acclamation, Hillary Clinton has become the first woman nominated for president in the history of the United States. The Democratic Party has made its choice in 2016, and it is Hillary Clinton. Down to the floor of this raucous convention, ABC's Brad Milkey. Brad.
Aaron, I am surrounded right now by signs bearing the letter H with that arrow representing progress. As people around here are waving them, they're shouting, they're chanting, some of them are hugging. I should point out that right behind me there are also signs from last night reading Bernie. People holding those signs not nearly as excited. You can count some of them among the nay votes right there. Overall, though, a jubilant atmosphere in the Wells Fargo Center as people now celebrating what they have never had, a female nominee of a major party.
ABC's Brad Milkey on the floor of a convention now dancing to Pharrell. Images of fireworks portrayed on screen as the Democratic Party has chosen Hillary Clinton as its 2016 nominee for president. She is the first female to reach such a milestone. ABC's Ann Compton's on the convention floor. Ann.
This female delegate in the Pennsylvania delegation has two signs in her hands. You have the first woman nominee ever in the United States.
Yes!
What does this mean?
means we're going to get a woman who has an experience not only in government and in the courtroom and as a foreign policymaker, but we have someone who is a mother and a grandmother who has compassion and who has love in her heart, and this is going to make all the difference in the world.
It's quite a glass ceiling.
It is, and it has just shattered.
Thanks very much. Aaron?
ABC's Ann Compton with happy delegates on the floor of the convention. It was an inharmonious start, but now all delegates seem to be on their feet. They were chanting for Hillary Clinton, waving signs with her logo. The divisions may not have been erased, but the party has made its choice. ABC's Brad Milkey on the convention floor. Brad.
Aaron, I'm with an Oregon delegate, Oregon State delegate. She is ecstatic. How do you feel right now?
I'm over the moon. My husband and I are expecting our second baby in December. We just found out it's a baby girl, and she's here with me in utero while I just nominated the first woman president of the United States. I can't even believe it.
That's the feeling right here among many, many Hillary supporters, Aaron.
An incredible milestone for her family, for the Democratic Party, and for the country. No matter where you stand on politics, there's no denying the moment. A woman has been nominated for president for the first time in United States history, and it happened here in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center at the 2016 Democratic National Convention, which will send Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine off to the general election against Donald Trump and Mike Pence. There's more of this convention to go, including a primetime speech from former President Bill Clinton, who will speak deeply personally, we're told, about his wife. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
ABC News, honored. Winner for the third straight year with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence in Television and Radio. ABC News, America's number one news choice.